Welcome to Empowered AF with me, Jo Thomas. Today's episode is on communication in marriage and relationships. We believe that effective communication is the cornerstone of a strong and fulfilling partnership. In this episode, we will explore the vital role communication plays in building trust, fostering emotional connection, and resolving conflicts. Whether you're newly married, in a long-term relationship, or seeking to improve your communication skills, this episode will provide valuable insight and practical tips for nurturing healthy communication habits. Get ready to unlock the power of effective communication and create a deeper, more meaningful connection with your partner. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. Effective communication in relationships encompasses several fundamental elements that contribute to building strong connections. Active listening is a foundational element of effective communication in relationships. It goes beyond merely hearing your partner's words and involves actively engaging with them. When you practice active listening, you give your full attention to your partner, both verbally and non-verbally. This means putting aside distractions, maintaining eye contact, and using affirmative gestures or verbal cues to show that you are listening and interested in what they have to say. Active listening also entails paying attention to your partner's emotions. It involves being attuned to their tone of voice, facial expressions, and body language. By tuning into their emotional cues, you can gain a deeper understanding of their underlying feelings and experiences. This empathetic awareness allows you to respond in a more sensitive and supportive way, fostering a sense of trust and emotional safety in the relationship. It involves seeking to understand your partner's perspective without interruption or judgment. It requires setting aside your own preconceived notions or biases and genuinely considering their point of view. By doing so, you create a space for open and honest dialogue where both partners feel heard and valued. Practicing active listening in your relationship strengthens the connection between you and your partner. It allows for a deeper level of understanding, empathy, and problem solving. When your partner feels truly listened to, they are more likely to feel validated and respected, which in turn strengthens the trust and bond between you. You have to make sure that when you are doing active listening, you are not listening to respond. You are listening to truly find a way to compromise and fix whatever issue is in front of you. Because when you are in a relationship, it is not you and your partner against each other. You and your partner are on the same team and you are against the problem. Open and honest dialogue is a crucial element of effective communication in relationships. It involves creating a space and non-judgmental space where both partners feel comfortable expressing their thoughts, feelings, and concerns properly. This atmosphere of trust and acceptance allows for deeper understanding and connection between the two of you. In open and honest dialogue, transparency is going to be the key. It means being willing to share your thoughts, your emotions, and experiences genuinely and authentically. By being transparent, you allow your partner to see the real you, which builds another level of trust and intimacy. This transparency also encourages your partner to reciprocate, creating a space where both individuals can be vulnerable and emotionally open. Authenticity is another important aspect of open and honest dialogue. It means expressing yourself genuinely without putting up facades or masks. By being authentic, you foster a genuine connection with your partner as they can sense your sincerity and honesty. This authenticity helps to create a safe space where both partners can be their true selves, leading to that deeper understanding and acceptance. Another important aspect of open and honest dialogue is being willing to be vulnerable. This involves being willing to share your fears, your insecurities, and your needs, even if that feels super uncomfortable. By being vulnerable, you allow your partner to understand you on a deeper level and build even more empathy. This vulnerability deepens the emotional connection between the two of you and fosters a sense of emotional intimacy and support. By engaging in this open and honest dialogue, couples can address important issues. Y'all can solve real problems, and you can navigate challenges better. It allows for a free exchange of ideas and thoughts, leading to better decision-making and stronger partnership. This type of communication creates an environment where both partners are feeling heard, both partners are feeling valued, and both partners are feeling respected. And honestly, you have to have a healthy balance of all of those to maintain a healthy and fulfilling relationship. So before you have the thought to think about what your partner is or is not doing, I want you to make sure that you are doing the things you need to do on your end and creating that safe space and environment for your partner to feel they can also do this. Now, we're going to talk about how nonverbal cues play a huge and significant role in communication. This includes body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice. Being attentive to nonverbal cues can offer valuable insight to your partner's emotions and help in understanding their underlying feelings, even when unsaid. Being aware of nonverbal cues and responding to them appropriately strengthens communication and creates a deeper level of connection. It also goes to being said that you have to watch your nonverbal cues. If every time you're communicating with your partner, you are rolling your eyes or have your arms crossed, or you are coming in a threatening and/or defensive way, you are not creating a safe space for you and your partner to have a healthy conversation. So the next time you're feeling frustrated and a conversation needs to be had, I want you to take a deep breath and be aware of what your body language and your tone of voice is communicating to your partner. Understanding and respecting each other's communication styles and preferences is equally important. Individuals may have different ways of expressing themselves and absorbing information. Some may prefer direct and concise communication. Y'all, this is definitely me. While others prefer to reflect and process before responding. That is definitely my husband. So by acknowledging and respecting these differences, you can adapt your communication approach to accommodate both partners' styles, promoting mutual understanding and reducing misunderstandings. So because I am an anxious person and I want to have that direct conversation and I want things to get figured out, but my husband needs time to process all of his thoughts because his thoughts do race and he does have a lot of things going through his head. We agree that we're going to come together, we're going to have a conversation, and then if I'm still not feeling heard, however, he needs time to process to ensure that I am feeling validated, we take a little time out. He just lets me know that, hey, I need a minute to process all this. Can we either come back to this tomorrow, or if it's early in the day, can we come back to this later at night? We set a time limit on things, though, so that way I'm not feeling anxious and he's not coming back to the conversation. So make sure that you understand each other's communication styles and what each other needs, and also that you respect both people involved. So establishing a safe and supportive communication environment is going to require some effort and intentionality, especially probably on your part. So one thing you have to focus on in the environment is avoiding judgment. Create a non-judgmental space where both partners feel safe sharing their thoughts and feelings. Suspend judgment and listen with an open mind, allowing your partner to express themselves without fear of criticism or rejection. Nothing will shut down a partner more than if they feel like when they come to you in an open and vulnerable way, you instantly shut them down. Validate their emotions. Validating your partner's emotions by acknowledging and accepting them. Even if you may not feel like you understand them or completely agree, let them know that their feelings are valid and that they're important. This fosters emotional safety and encourages further openness and vulnerability. It is also extremely important that y'all use I statements. Okay, when you express your thoughts and concerns, using I statements instead of blaming or accusing language, this helps to avoid putting in your partner on the defensive or creating, you know, a more collaborative space where y'all can actually understand each other and have an atmosphere of open communication. Make sure y'all are practicing empathy. Put yourself in your partner's shoes and try to understand their perspective. Try to understand why they're feeling what they're feeling and validate their experiences. This helps build a sense of trust. Y'all do not have to agree to be respectful and to validate people. People want to feel like they're being heard. And if they're not being heard, they're not going to keep communicating with y'all. Make sure that this space is also respectful. Respect is extremely crucial in creating an environment where communication can be had. Respectful and healthy communication. Treat your partner's opinions, boundaries, and feelings with respect, just as you would want them to return the favor. And let me just put this caveat in. Even if the first conversation, you don't feel like you're being heard, respected, or that you're being validated, that is not a reason to do that to your partner. Lead by example. If you really want your marriage or your partnership or whatever relationship this is to work, you have to set the tone and you have to sometimes be the bigger person and start doing these things. And often that shows the other person that the walls are coming down and that they are able to also reciprocate whatever vibe you are giving off. Also, make sure y'all choose an appropriate time. I know I've said this in other podcasts. Don't try to talk to your spouse in the middle of a football game. They're not going to listen. My husband's just not going to listen during Jeopardy, okay? Find a time that is good for both people, that y'all are not tired, you're not stressed out, nobody's hangry, and make sure that it is a time and a place where both parties feel safe. Make sure you're also just practicing patience, okay? Avoid rushing or interrupting your partner. This goes back to active listening. Do not listen to respond. Listen to find a solution. And just know that if y'all are struggling to communicate, it is okay to reach out to a marriage counselor. Counseling does not mean divorce. Counseling does not mean y'all are failing. Counseling means you just need a third party to help both of y'all see the other person's point of view. So remember, establishing a safe and supportive communication environment requires ongoing effort and commitment from both partners. So let's talk about some conflict resolution, y'all. Conflicts are inevitable in relationships as you have two individuals with two different perspectives, different needs, and different desires, different backgrounds, everything when you're coming together. However, the way conflicts are resolved can significantly impact the health and longevity of the relationship. Healthy communication plays a vital role in addressing conflicts, as it allows for understanding, empathy, and compromise. By engaging in open and honest dialogue, actively listening to each other's concerns, and seeking mutually beneficial solutions, couples can navigate conflicts in a way that strengthens the bond between them. Resolving conflicts through healthy communication is going to promote that trust, that respect, and the deep intimacy that y'all are wanting within a relationship. So when you're navigating disagreements, it is important that y'all try to find some sort of common ground. So first and foremost, maintain calm and respect. Y'all have to stay calm and composed during disagreements. Avoid getting defensive or resorting to personal attacks. Show respect for each other's opinions and feelings, even if y'all disagree. Do not name call. Do not scream and yell. Do not get defensive. Be willing to have the hard conversations. Seek to understand. Take time to understand each other's perspectives. Ask open-ended questions and listen actively to gain a deeper understanding of your partner's thoughts and feelings. Avoid making assumptions or jumping to conclusions, and y'all do not put words in their mouth. Look for shared interests. Find a common ground by identifying shared interests or goals in the conflict. Focus on areas where y'all both agree and have similar desires. This can help create a foundation for compromise and collaboration. So while you're practicing compromise, be open to finding solutions that meet both partners' needs. Look for win-win solutions rather than insisting on winning the argument. Because listen, you can win the battle and still lose the war. What I'm saying is, just because you win that argument or you win that conflict, if you ultimately lose that relationship or that marriage, was it really worth winning that battle? Don't go into these conflicts, whether it's with a friend or a partner, your marriage, to win. Don't go in to be right. Go into it with the mentality that you want both people to come out feeling heard and feeling more peace about the situation. So another great thing that we kind of mentioned on is using I statements. So I wanted to give y'all a couple just examples so you could understand how putting the statement back on yourself and not blaming your partner is going to make a huge difference. Because when people feel like they're being blamed, they instantly get defensive. So take that layer down and allow for the communication to just be a little more open. So saying things like, I feel hurt when you criticize me in front of others, instead of saying, every time you open your mouth and criticize me, it makes me feel stupid. Okay, I feel hurt when you criticize me in front of others. I get overwhelmed when we have frequent arguments without finding a resolution. I need more quality time together to feel connected and valued. Instead of saying, you just never spend time with me. Okay, as soon as you say, you never, you don't, you, people feel defensive. So just switching that up. I need more quality time together to feel connected and valued. I feel frustrated when my opinions are dismissed without being heard. I would like us to find a compromise that works for both of us. I feel appreciated when you acknowledge the effort I put into taking care of the house. I feel overwhelmed with work lately and I need some support from you. I feel loved and cared for when you hug me after a long day. Y'all, when you take the time to express your emotions and desires by using I statements without blaming and attacking your partner, you are going to get a better response and more likely the response you need. If you are constantly attacking the person in this disagreement, even by saying things like, you just never hug me, try positive reinforcement. I really love when you hug me every day after work. And then make sure that while you're expressing these things, that you're allowing them to also express what they need and evaluating if you're returning all the things that they do and need for love that you are also wanting. Remember to keep the tone respectful. Focus on expressing your experience rather than making assumptions about the other person's intentions or actions, okay? When you can try to remove the emotion and talk about the facts and stuff instead, it becomes a little easier. And that's not to say you don't feel emotion about the situation, but it's going to be a lot easier to get your point across if you're not screaming and yelling and you're talking to them in a softer way. So make sure that you're also taking breaks if necessary, okay? Rome wasn't built in a day, right? And the same thing is said about conflict. Sometimes y'all have to have the conversation and say, hey, you know what? We're going to come back to this. But that doesn't mean in between that y'all give each other the silent treatment. Y'all can still laugh and have fun and watch a movie or go on a date night and still need to resolve certain issues. Those two things do not have to be simultaneous. It does not have to be, hey, I'm mad at you and then I'm going to give you the silent treatment. It can be, hey, I'm frustrated with the situation, but let's go have a good date night and laugh, and maybe that'll bring the environment down. So make sure that when you're doing this, you are listening, okay? I know that people think listening is something that just happens, but active listening is a learned skill. While you're listening to this podcast, jot down areas you can improve. How can you go and talk to your partner in a more approachable way? Be willing to say, I'm okay with humbling myself and coming at you softer, because I want to see a resolution. I don't want to get divorced. I don't want to end this friendship. I want this relationship to thrive. And if that means that I have to take a step back and say, what do I need to do to be better in this situation, then isn't that ultimately worth it? Remember, disagreements are a normal part of any relationship. I am not saying screaming, fighting, knockdown, drag out fights. I am saying disagreements. By practicing these strategies and maintaining a commitment to healthy communication, you can navigate disagreements effectively. Y'all can find common ground to strengthen your relationship. Y'all, communication plays a significant role in enhancing both the emotional and physical intimacy within a relationship. Emotional intimacy, in order to have more of what you're craving, effective communication is going to foster that by creating a safe and supportive space for both partners to express their thoughts, their feelings, and vulnerabilities. It allows for deep understanding, empathy, and connection, which ultimately is going to strengthen that emotional bond. And as most people know, many people need that emotional intimacy to have a strong physical intimate connection. Communication is essential for the physical intimacy as well. By openly discussing desires, boundaries, and preferences, partners can ensure that both individuals feel comfortable and fulfilled in not only their physical connection, but their emotional connection. This open dialogue helps create a space where both partners can explore and express their needs and desires. So, as you're seeing, the importance of ongoing communication and maintaining a strong and healthy bond in a relationship is going to help just keep that spark alive. We talk a lot of times about how do you keep the spark alive in a relationship? Regular communication is going to help you and your partner understand each other, and then you're going to be able to keep evolving with your different desires and interests, allowing them to keep the spark alive in the relationship and yourself. You can discuss fantasies, exploring new experiences, and maintaining a sense of adventure while reigniting that passion. But when two people don't feel safe to explore those things or to even open the door to conversation, that is when the emotional intimacy starts to pull away and the physical tends to disappear. It's also important to keep this line of communication open for nurturing the emotional connection, okay? By sharing your thoughts and your dreams and your feelings, couples can strengthen the emotional bond that deepens that intimacy and sense of connectedness. Think about when is the last time y'all sat down and talked about your dreams and goals as individuals and couples. Every single year, my husband and I sit down and talk about our goals as a couple for the year. And then we also have our individual goals. One thing we just checked off our list recently was taking a couple's trip to Boston. That is something we've had on our goal list, and we finally were able to accomplish it. But we wouldn't have known that we even had that common interest to go to Boston if we didn't have open dialogue. So make sure while you're having these conversations and the importance of it, addressing the challenges, okay? Communication is crucial for addressing challenges that arise, and especially when you're trying to work through different objections that you're both feeling, okay? We are coming into the holiday season. A lot of people tend to get frustrated because they forget that y'all are on the same team. There is no amount of presents under the tree that are worth ruining your relationship, okay? Take time this holiday season and focus on strengthening your marriage, your family unit, your relationship with your children, with your friends, with your family. That is what is going to be important. And make sure that y'all are evolving together, okay? Effective communication enables couples to communicate their individual growth and the changes over time, but also staying updated on each other's desires and needs and boundaries. This allows you to grow together and not grow apart. So you can grow as individuals while also still growing together in a marriage. By practicing techniques such as the I statements, active listening, empathy, you and your partner can create an effective space where you can communicate each of your desires, your needs, and your boundaries. Ongoing communication is vital for maintaining the spark, nurturing emotional connection, addressing challenges that will come up, and evolving together as a couple. It helps couples keep the lines of communication open, ensuring a strong and fulfilling bond. When couples start practicing active listening, using I statements, and showing empathy towards each other, they are creating an environment where both individuals can feel heard, valued, and loved. This leads to healthier conflict resolution, problem solving, and decision making processes. It promotes shared responsibility, collaboration, and compromise, strengthening the partnership. Ongoing communication is vital in keeping this spark alive and maintaining whatever relationship it is that you are struggling with right now. By regularly checking in with each other, engaging in deep conversations, and discussing your dreams and desires as a couple and as individuals, you can cultivate a sense of adventure and passion in your relationships. It allows partners to evolve together, support each other's growth, and navigate challenges as a united front. It is also important to note that as you learn to communicate more effectively and healthy, you're teaching this to your children. Y'all, we do not have to pass down screaming and yelling knockdown dragout fights. You can say, it ends with me. It ends with me. I'm going to let my kids see how two people act as adults and have a healthy conversation to resolve when they disagree. So I really encourage y'all to implement these communication strategies and techniques in your own relationships. Make it a priority to create a safe and supportive space for open and honest conversations. Listen actively, use I statements, and show empathy, y'all. Prioritize ongoing communication to nurture and strengthen your intimate and your emotional connection with each other. Remember, effective communication is going to take practice. It's going to take effort, but the transformative impact it can have on your marriage and on relationships is immeasurable. By developing and maintaining strong communication skills, you can build a foundation of trust, emotional intimacy, and love that will support and enhance your relationship and impact your children for years to come. Thank you so much for tuning in to our podcast today on effective communication and relationships. I really hope that this discussion has been insightful for you and valuable on your own journey towards stronger connections with your loved ones. We have so many more exciting episodes coming up where we're going to just dive deeper and deeper into various aspects of relationships, issues that women are facing, and we have some amazing guests coming on our podcast in November. So please make sure you subscribe and follow along so that way you're not missing out on anything. We also just love hearing from you. You can head over to my Instagram, Joe Thomas Empowers, or feel free to just drop a comment right below. I hope that y'all have an amazing day, and I hope that you are able to communicate more effectively this coming week. And in case no one has told you today, you are beautiful and you are loved, my friend. Please never forget that empowered voices make a difference. Make sure yours is being heard.